Here comes the cross. Was that exciting or was that exciting? A fantastic finish for the U.S. women's soccer team beating Canada in extra time. A header from Alex Morgan was the difference. And Steve Futterman, you're over in London, heard me shouting all the way from Northern Virginia.
It's a very exciting game. The U.S., we expected them to be in the final and probably against Japan, but you have to get by these other teams. And Canada is an excellent team. They have a great player, Christine Sinclair, and she had a great game last night. But the Americans were able to prevail in overtime. So now the gold medal match is set. It is against Japan. And if you follow women's soccer, that is a great grudge match because last year the U.S. women, who were heavily favored, lost to Japan in the finals of the Women's World Cup in a shootout. So the U.S. wants to get even with Japan, I think. So the final will be Thursday night at Wembley Stadium. What a place to have a game like that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now listen, the U.S. men's basketball team played last night, and there was some drama, not so much in the score, but in the extracurriculars.
The score was close. U.S. led by 1 point at halftime, but then the U.S. just blew out Argentina in the second half. There is some concern right now. You don't want to have these close games constantly, and if the U.S. gets involved with a very hot team, which they sort of had with Lithuania the other night, the U.S. men do have the potential to make games that they should win a bit closer than they should be. No problem, though, for the American women so far. They have just breezed through all their games, and they're in a match later today. So. I think the women actually are dominating more than the men, even though we always talk about the men.
Well, let's just talk a little bit more about the men. I mean, Carmelo Anthony gets hit in a part of his body that no one should have to endure a punch. And what is going to happen to the Argentinian player who is responsible for that?
We are waiting to see if there will be any disciplinary action. Obviously, I think the U.S. Team would like to see some ramifications for that. And you just have to wait and see. This is not the NBA. This is FIBA, which is the International Basketball Federation that controls these things. So it's not like we know what their normal policies are. In the NBA, there would probably be a suspension here. Not so sure in international play.
Now over to the sand, we have Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings going for... I guess they're in the semifinal match today, right?
That's right, and they're the favorites, but they've actually lost one set in the Olympics so far. They are still the favorites, but we've seen some upsets so far. You know, both the great American men's teams in beach volleyball have been knocked out, and they were expected to make it to the final or semifinals, and they've been knocked out very early. The latest American team to be knocked out by a team from Latvia last night, a big surprise last night. So, you know, these other countries are catching up in these particular sports that the U.S. has dominated in. We've seen that in track and field and other sports over the years, but now even a sport like beach volleyball, other countries have some really good teams.
Now, we've all fallen, or just about all of us, have fallen in love with Gabby Douglas and Lolo Jones.
Everyone has.
They're both back in action tonight.
Yeah, Gabby is in her final event. This is the balance beam, and she could do very well there. She is one of the best, and I think, as you mentioned, everyone sort of she's tugged the hearts of everyone. She did have a very disappointing performance yesterday on the uneven bars, so bad, in fact, she finished in eighth and last place. She faltered in the middle of her routine, essentially halted on an attempt to do a handstand. That's a huge deduction, and, you know, she saw that reflected in the score. She had a good attitude afterwards. Of course, it's easy to have that good attitude when you won the most prestigious gold medal, the women's individual all around, which she won earlier in the Olympics.
And Lolo Jones has a chance to redeem herself after the last Olympics.
Yeah, and you know, we've already seen one person redeem herself, Sonia Richards-Ross. She had that very disappointing run in Beijing where she faltered at the end of the 400 meters and lost out. She won the gold, and now Lolo has a chance to win as well. These were two of the big disappointments in Beijing, so we'll see if a second redemption can happen at the track stadium.
Anybody else smoking pot these days?
Not that I'm aware of. They don't check with me before they do that.
They should. They could save a medal.
Anyway, but we'll have to see. And also, by the way, Usain Bolt, he's back on the track in around a half hour. First round heat in the 200-meter dash. Obviously, he will advance to the next round. The final's on that Thursday night. So that's attempt number two for Bolt to win a gold medal here.
Very nice. Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
Talk to you tomorrow. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in London.